There's a planned day of rage in Yemen today. Tom Finn is our man there. What's been happening, Tom?
What's been happening is that there have been two demonstrations going on. There's a big day of rage planned by the opposition today in Sana'a, and it's actually supposed to be taking place across the country. But what happened was that the opposition, the GTC ruling party, took over Tahrir Square last night, which is the main square in the centre of Sana'a, where the demonstrations were supposed to take place. And they set up tents and camped out. About 300 or 400 of tribesmen were camping out overnight, and effectively occupied the square. So from 6 to 7 o'clock this morning, the main square in Sana'a has been full of pro-Saleh supporters.
So it's another battle for Tahrir Square.
It's another, exactly, yeah. Although it seems that in this case that the ruling party, Saleh's party, won this battle because it was completely overrun with thousands of men carrying the same signs. I mean, I saw them handing signs and posters out of trucks, pictures of Saleh and you know, signs saying "Long live Ali Abdullah Saleh, the president." So the opposition were forced to set up camp somewhere else. So they've relocated to the university. There are thousands, over 10,000 people are all surrounding the university now. It's a similar sort of demonstration to last week. And it's mainly, the people mainly behind those opposition demonstrations are the Islah Party, the Islamic Party in Yemen. It's kind of a battle for the hearts and minds going on in the centre of Sana'a here. The demonstrations are only about 10 minutes apart from each other, but they're completely separate, and they're ongoing now.
How far apart are they?
I just took a motorbike from one to the other, and it was a 10-minute ride. So not more than a kilometre or two, you know, away from each other.
Are there fears that the two sides will come together at some stage?
Well, they both seem very orchestrated and very well organised. At the opposition demonstration at the university, there's rings of men all around holding arms and making sure that, you know, when people arrive, that they're not trying to cause trouble. It all seems very well organised, and I don't think there's going to be any sort of battling going on. I mean, there's helicopters flying around in the air, and there's lots of police around, but there's no sign of there being any tension between the two sides at the moment.
Yesterday, as we discussed, President Saleh said he would stand down in 2013. Has that taken the sting out of the protest?
Well, I don't think any less people have arrived today. I'm talking to people about this. Many people don't believe what Saleh said, because he said almost the exact same thing in 2005, just before the last presidential elections. He told everyone that he was going to stand down and that it was time for him to finish ruling Yemen after 20, 25, 26 years. Then thousands of people protested and asked him to stay, and then changed his mind and decided to stay. So when he said it this time, I think people are very sceptical about what he said and about whether or not he'll stick to it.
Can you just describe the scene at the anti-government demonstration a bit more?
Yeah. Okay. So it's all men. I haven't seen any women there today. There's, sometimes you see groups of women out, but today I haven't seen any. Young men, mainly from sort of 18 to late 20s. Lots of them who have just graduated and don't have jobs, or people who are looking for work. They're all wearing these pink bandanas, which it's not clear where that colour came from, but they kind of adopted it as the colour of the opposition. People, because they insist it's very peaceful. There's lots of shouting.
You're breaking up a bit. What are they chanting?
They're chanting slogans mainly about corruption and about wanting to have free and fair elections. Some of them are saying, you know, we've had enough of you, Saleh, but a lot of people are just angry about their living conditions and their lack of work. And they're very peaceful, and also Islamic chanting going on as well. There was about 10 minutes when a guy stepped up and recited some of the Quran, and everyone fell silent and listened to him for a while. So that's the sort of thing.
And how are the security forces handling it?
They've been very clever. The opposition rally I was at, I didn't spot any armed security forces. So if they're there, they're wearing plain clothes. And I think they're very much, you know, they don't want to cause any sort of tension So that you know, as long as it stays in the university and the people don't try to move elsewhere, then this community is kind of completely happy for them to be there.
Do you get a sense that this kind of protest is going to grow?
People there say it will. I mean, in Yemen you've had protests, but they don't normally number more than a few hundred people demonstrating. You know, last week we had 10,000 on the streets. So, and the opposition seemed very organised. You know, they called for this day of rage a week ago in order to give everyone time to sort of get ready for it. And the people that I was speaking to are saying that this will go on, and that, I mean, it may not get violent, but, you know, these are sort of consistent things that they don't think is going to die down. They're going to keep pressing Saleh for more, you know, more reforms, see what they can get out of him.
Okay, Tom, thanks very much.
Okay, cheers then.